A Vernon business owner says he wants to buy the Vermont Yankee property after the shuttered nuclear reactor there is decommissioned. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Mike Renault is part owner of Renault Brothers Construction, a company that builds bridges and does commercial work across Vermont and in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Renault says he wants to buy the Vermont Yankee property to make sure the land is developed after the reactor is gone.
It's been used as a commercial property, and it was a good revenue-generating tax base for the town. I think those spots are getting harder to find, so we shouldn't pass anything by like that.
Renault says he doesn't have any specific plans for development right now. He told the Vernon Planning Commission about his interest in the site, but he says he hasn't had any direct contact with North Star Decommissioning Holdings, the company that now owns VY. Renault says he wants to get involved now to maybe convince North Star not to remove all of the buildings and roads within the 100-acre site.
What I recommended is that when we explore our options, that maybe some of that infrastructure should remain in place instead of taking it out. And it's kind of an important thing for the town to research all their possibilities instead of just making it, you know, just raw land.
Bob Spencer is chairman of the Vernon Planning Commission, and he says the town has an agreement with the company that Vernon would be first in line to buy some of the property. But Spencer says the town accepts that it might make more sense for a private developer to take over the land to generate tax income and create jobs. Most of the parcel can be developed. The spent nuclear fuel is being stored on a concrete pad, which is within a 2-acre secured site. But Spencer says some of the land could be developed soon, even though North Star is expected to be working on the site for another decade.
We have discussed partial release of the site. For instance, the cooling tower area, those cooling towers are all gone now, and that land is about as far south away from the nuclear waste storage pad. This is all subject to NRC and Public Service Commission, and it's nothing I can really speak to, but it's on the table.
Spencer says North Star is keeping in close contact with the town as the decommissioning progresses. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Vernon.
And in a statement late Thursday, North Star stressed it needs federal approval before releasing the property, but confirmed it is talking to the town about a transition plan.